Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of September 3rd through 9th, 2012. I'm back! And for a week without a Junior Grand Prix event, this was kind of a busy one. Certainly for the top Canadian skaters who are in Mississauga this week for Skate Canada's High Performance Camp to get feedback and do interviews and a couple of publicity shots. And we got details on both Patrick Chan and Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer's music choices. Chan has had Jeffrey Buttle rework his Worlds exhibition to Rachmaninoff's Elegy into a short program, which he is choreographing with slightly less content to emphasize Chan skating ability, and after rejecting La Strada because too many other skaters were using it, Chan will be doing his free to La Boheme, choreographed by David Wilson, for what he calls a total of 1.5 new programs, still more than usual. More interesting, and potentially alarming, is his having not replaced Christy Krall. Dance teacher Kathy Johnson remains his main coaching figure. He also plans to train quad sow cows and even flips he's been working on during the fall, possibly to try at Canadian Nationals. Buttle himself is getting new programs for the Japan and Medal Winners Open, though he lets other people choreograph his own programs. Wilson did a short, and dance choreographer Linda Garneau did a special program for the medal winners. Not taking Chan's stance towards overused music are Virtue and Moyer. Turns out that claim they were skating to Carmen was a true one, after Virtue had once said she'd never use that music, but it was the kind of drama they haven't done before. They get a few points back for their short dance, though, which involves a waltz composed by Anthony Hopkins of Hannibal Lecter fame. No word on how the polka gets fit in, or if Moyer, who has professed his like for the short dance format anyway, will just go about trying to eat the audience instead. Cliched music choices are abounding in Canton this year. Maya and Alex Shibutani, having already skated to Memoirs of a Geisha as novices, are going to do it again, because they can make it better now, and also because it's a change of pace from the last 2 years. They've worked with a Japanese dancer and are opening it by incorporating geisha ceremonial moves. As for Meryl Davis and Charlie White, the only thing certain about their free dance now is they are not skating to Frank Sinatra. Their Ice Network profile now reads TBD. The Russian skaters were mostly busy too. In St. Petersburg, there were test skates for which we don't have much information, but we do know Polina Agafonova did so badly she has now been pulled from the Junior Grand Prix in Austria next week, replaced by Maria Stivitskaya, who did better on the junior level, and that Yuka Kavaguti and Alexander Smirnov apparently looked good showing their catch short, as did Zina Stubova and Fedor Klimov, though Anastasia Martyshieva and Alexei Roganov Rachmaninov short was marred by her mistakes. But the biggest girls weren't in St. Petersburg. Adelina Sotnikova instead was in Moscow, showing her two new programs in the Moscow Open while the junior and novice skaters compete. Her short is Rimsky-Korsakov's Spanish Capriccio, and her free is to a weird combination of At Last and Show Me How You Burlesque, which didn't come off as looking very good. That she didn't skate it well didn't help. The junior competitions themselves were won by Maxime Kovtun, who did good short to Casablanca and landed a quad in his Lawrence Arabia free, but didn't actually skate the whole program as well, totaling 192.28. Yulia Lee, who showed a Rupanlets on her way to 152.59, a very narrow winning margin. Evgenia Tarasova and Vladimir Morozov, skating well, if so slowly, they finished way behind the music in their free, and scoring 136.73 to top the pairs by nearly 20 points, and Eva Kachatrian and Igor Efremenko, who scored 119.40 in the dance. The senior Grand Prix rosters have now also had all their home skaters added, or passed up. Canada surprised everyone by giving up their third ladies and pair spots, having apparently not been impressed enough with their available skaters to let them have them, though they did give their third men's spot to Elege Bald. And when the two entries add in the pairs, and because Katarina Garibolt and Alexander Enbert have withdrawn from that event, apparently due to injury to her, are Stacey Kemp and David King and Daria Popova and Bruno Massu? Really, Canada, your own pairs are better than that. And the third ladies' bout went to Polina Shelepin, who is good, but somewhat unreliable lately. China and France, too, have new empty spots, with French skater Eurythi Slit out due to injury, though the French Federation came up with home skaters for all four of the already empty host slots, giving them to Maya Bernice Maite, Romain Ponsart, Tiffany Zahorsky and Alexis Miart, and Vanessa James and Morgan Cyprus. All obvious enough choices, unlike China, which has indeed gotten Zijun Li into their own event, and given their number two senior team, Zhao Yang Yu and Chen Wang, the empty dance slot, but filled their men's spot out of left field with Wen Yi Wang, some guy who was ninth at Chinese Nationals and fourth in the free skate at the Chinese Winter Games. Russia have used their host slots to get Polina Korobeynikova's second event and Konstantin Menchov and Anastasia Martyshieva and Alexei Roganov onto the circuit. We also have two fully new rosters, the first for the Finlandia Trophy, which with 17 entries, the men's event will be the biggest, and yes, Johnny Weir is among them, but so is Misha G, who has advised everyone via Twitter that he's actually signed for both this and the Andrei Shnepala Memorial, because getting a visa for his game is complicated, so he's applying for two and hoping one of them comes through. The gold appears on paper to be a battle between Yuzuru Hanyu and Javier Fernandez, with Sean Bush, Richard Dornbush, and Adrian Schulteis, the other skaters who along with Weir will also be factors for the podium. But the Ice Dance event has the bigger names, with Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir and Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev among the 14 entries, and Anna Capellini and Luca Linate thrown in for good measure. With 12 skaters, the ladies' event is the smallest, but it will include Julia Lipnitskaya, Mirai Nagasu, and Kira Korpi. No pairs event, but there will be a synchronized competition between four Finnish teams and one Russian one. The second roster is for the Croatia Cup Junior Grand Prix, with 28 men, 36 ladies, 17 pairs, and 22 ice dance teams. China should be a strong presence here, starting with Han Yan, though he'll have to contend with possibly Nathan Chen and probably Kovtun, while Michael Christian Martinez will try to get the Philippines onto the podium this time, but another Russian, Alexander Petrov, coming off fifth in Korshaval, will also want to be the one to take advantage should any one of the first three falter. Zhao Yeyu and Yang Jin will also be around for the pairs, but they'll have to contend with Vesely Zadevnikova and Andre Deputat, who will also rematch with Margaret Purdy and Michael Marinaro, and really, this field is loaded, with finale bronze medalists Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer leading possibly their Lake Placid 5th placer fellow Americans Jessica Putt and AJ Race, and Jessica Catalang and Zach Sidhu, who qualified for the finale last year. Devnikova and Deputat are accompanied by Tatiana Dvaseva and Sergei Lysiev, who went instead when they were injured, and even Yu and Jin are accompanied by Mei Yi Li and Bo Jiang, who have 4th place finish in their history themselves. The ice dance field is a little lighter, though. Evgenia Kosygina and Nikolai Murashkin will make another attempt at gold, with fellow circuit silver medalists Valeria Zenkova and Valery Sinitsyn with them, to contend with Ukrainian Youth Games silver medalists Alexandra Nazarov and Maxim Nikitin, giving up a senior Grand Prix spot to get their feet wet here, Canadians Mackenzie Benton and Garrett McKean, and possibly Uzbekistani team Anna Nagornyuk and Viktor Kovalenko. The ladies' field lacks any hard hitters named. From Japan, there's Rika Hanko, wanting to build on her silver from Korshaval, and Risa Shoji, who might win instead if she can avoid getting downgraded too much, and Russia Anna Shershak. However, we don't know who the American girls will actually be yet, because listed are Courtney Hicks and Barbie Long, and the former, at the very least, has to be a placeholder entry, because the two of them have instead been named on the USFSA website as going to the Sincila Blood Club in Slovenia, as have Lake Placid winners Joshua Ferris and Alexandra Aldridge and Daniel Eaton, who were listed already, and also from Lake Placid, Ilyana Pobergrabinski and Ross Gudis, replacing Holly Moore and Daniel Klaber after they only finished 8th in Korshaval, and Lucas Kaugers, who first appeared on the Croatia roster, will actually also make his junior Grand Prix debut in Slovenia, replacing Harrison Chode, which is a little strange because the latter finished 4th in Korshaval. Shalapin was, in fact, among those competing internationally this week, as she won the Ice Star in Minsk, a Belarusian event for singles and ice dance, if only because none of the other 8 senior ladies were able to challenge her, though a short program to Roger Williams' Autumn Leaves and accompanied by a costume, perhaps a little too literal, had her stepping out of her triple lutz triple toe, partially under-rotated, and the long had her flipping out of a way under-rotated triple salchow triple toe and popping lutz. She scored just above 50 and 90 to total 141.71, still more than 20 points above everyone else. Austrian Kirsten Frank was second with 118.26, and home skater Kristina Zakarenka was third with 103.85. The other two competitions were similarly won by pretty big margins. Ukrainian Yakov Gotharizova won the men's with a triple axel in both programs in clean skating, breaking 60 and 120 for a total of 183.38. Finishing second, Russian Mark Shakhmatov, in a Louis Armstrong short with a fall and a turnout that left him without a combo, was afterwards still close behind, only just short of 60, but in his oddly cut Bohemian Rhapsody free, he was a few rotations short in the back half of the program, culminating in a fall on his final jumping pass and had more dicey landings, bringing in a score of 109.90 for 169.07 total. With the exception of Kazakh Abel Raksangaliev, who missed 2 jumping passes in a still charming short and couldn't recover, the other 4 men in the competition were all Belarusian, of whom Alexei Malyokin took the bronze by virtue of a 55 score in the short. Though Mikhail Korolek, who had been barely 47 in that segment, very nearly made up the over 7.5 point difference in the free. The final scores were 145.11 to 144.21. With 150.23, Russians turned averager by Johnny team Yulia Slobina and Alexei Sidnikov won the dance, debuting 2 avoidie programs, a short to a piece by a French electro swing band Caravan Palace called Vals Valente and a space-agey Japanese anime version of a Finnish polka called the Dolly Song, and a free to Mahala Jieska and Do Sincia by classo-modern Serbian composer Goran Bregovic. Though, to be fair, this was a competition that saw played Weird Al Yankovic's polka version of 50 Cent's Candy Shop and The Killer Somebody Told Me. Voidiness aside, they did some good skating. breaking 60 in the short and approaching 90 in the free. Ukrainians Nadzeya Jefrolinkova and Vitaly Nikiforov were second with 135.30. Their short was classical with imperfect twizzles, which improved slightly in their hard rock French singing free, 15 points behind first and 15 points ahead of Lesia Valadenkova and Vitaly Vakunov, taking another Belarusian bronze. In the juniors, another Ukrainian, Ivan Pavlov, won the men, newly junior Finn Yeni Saarinen won the ladies, and the home country got a gold, with Victoria Kavalyova and Yuri Belyav winning the dance. In uglier news, former Soviet Olympic ice dancer turned coach Jenrik Stratensky was arrested on Tuesday in Maryland on charges filed in New York on allegations that he molested a teenage student in his hotel room during the Lake Placid Championships in 2011. The details of the criminal charges are under seal. The New York police have only said the Lake Placid department got a complaint September 16th of last year, and the state police took over in November. And Skrzetensky's lawyer, Renee Sandler, speaks of first and third degree sexual assault charges, but then at another point claims they haven't been given details on the charges. A civil lawsuit for $5 million has been filed in Maryland by the girl and her father, though not yet served, alleging he made suggestive comments to her even before they went to Lake Placid, then at the competition he kissed and groped her, and though she managed to escape the hotel room, he continued to do so after they returned to Maryland. When she told him in August she'd been advised by police and child protection services not to talk to him, he harassed her with over 500 phone messages in which he insisted he loved her and they were having a love affair, and that he drove her to quit the sport completely, and when the court documents apparently call her an elite nationally acclaimed skater, though suing the Mid-Atlantic Nice Dance College, for whom he worked too, for knowing about the situation and letting him continue without taking any action, though whether he's still working at the rink, people are less sure. Less official word notes that the girl and her partner were one of the few teams at their rink he agreed to coach full-time, that her family and everyone at the rink are completely shocked, and any accusations of them having a grudge are likely untrue, and that they filed a complaint with United States Figure Skating as well, who just said the police would take care of it and also let Stratensky continue to work as normal. The less said of the Russian media's take on the whole affair, the better. Stratensky, through Sandler, has denied all the allegations, and his wife Yulia has done the same. He was denied bail Friday and is currently in jail, awaiting an extradition hearing scheduled tomorrow. And suddenly, Nikolai Morozov doesn't look nearly as bad, as he was also interviewed this week in Novogorsk, partly about Elena Ilyinich and Nikita Kislyapov, whom he wants to make the Grand Prix finale and contend for the European title, and he feels have matured and are now training as they should. But he also speaks of his Japanese students, saying Miki Ando didn't fire him, but he rejected her, because he felt he'd done all he could for her and didn't want to train her when she would be directly competing against the Russian woman, and he's sure she'll do well anyway, but that he didn't have the same objection to working with Daisuke Takahashi, whose presence he sees as motivating the others, because he sees Plushenko's results as depending solely on him, regardless of how his competition skates. Ilyinich and Kislyapov themselves were also interviewed, talked of their conditioning work, which even included boxing lessons, and how they're fired now to skate for their country the way they weren't before, but also about her recently dislocating her shoulder and how she still can't skate without painkillers, which will keep them out of next week's test skate. And when the polka hasn't been an easy pattern for them either. They also talked about their free dance, saying the music for it has been composed especially for them, and it tells the story of a young couple, but especially about the girl. Nathalie Pechela and Fabian Borza were another team with an interview published, and though their music has been partially announced already, they went into full detail. They say they chose the Concan, partly because the Folga felt too old-fashioned, and partially because they hadn't skated to anything French since their Les Miserables free back in 2006. They're combining it with a Parisienne waltz by Yves Montand, and playing the characters of a Moulin Rouge dancer and spectator. The idea for their free dance came about when they wanted to do something they hadn't and realized they'd never skated to 70s or 80s music, and chose the Rolling Stones because of their staying power and the ability to include in the program both what Pechela calls rock and roll and leather, but also the ideas of flower power. The dance is made up of Miss You, Angie, Sympathy for the Devil, and Start Me Up. They said they deliberately did no shows after May to train full-time and will debut in French Masters in October and believe they can now break into the duopoly just above them when before they didn't. But in terms of comments this week, we've got words from the top. Via an email by ISU President Octavia Cinquanta, addressing earlier complaints about the minimum tech score officially submitted by French President Didier Galago, though he hasn't been the only one complaining. His biggest assertion in it is that the federations were all warned beforehand that if they voted to eliminate the preliminaries with no alternative proposals submitted to control the entries, the minimum score would be raised. He then reminds everyone the current number isn't set in stone and argues that other sports do it too, and closes by asking Mr. Galago, would he have the preliminaries back or does he have any other ideas? And finally, Kevin Van Der Perren might not be done after all. Well, he really is done in singles, but now he's looking into skating pairs. He only just announced it on Belgian radio, but apparently he has already scheduled 3 tryouts. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.